Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland at 12 minutes past 8. Fair taxation for multinational companies, transparency on sales, profits, ownership and tax paid and where are concepts most of us would agree with straight away. But when you get down to the detail, well, it's a little bit more complicated, especially if you're one of the 8 leaders gathered for the second day of the G8 summit on the shores of Lough Erne. Now, we do know that the G8 leaders have a plan for some limited measures, which comes from the OECD. It's been published overnight, to talk about that and about where this whole trend is going. We're joined by Jim Stewart, Senior Lecturer in Finance at Trinity College Dublin. Jim, good morning again.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, first of all, what the OECD is proposing, can you describe it for us in a nutshell and the significance of it?
Well, I should start by way of background that there has been a voluntary system of exchange, but this has not worked very well.
Exchange of information.
Exchange of information between countries. So, for example, the major changes that have occurred in the US and other countries have a result of leaking of information, in particular in relation to UBS. The same thing happened in Liechtenstein in Germany and more recently in UBS in France. In some cases, actually, the Secret Services seem to be involved in this leaking of information. And this information has resulted in a threat of indictment against UBS and other Swiss bank companies. It led to the passing of legislation, the FATCA legislation it's called in the US, which involves the exchange of information by banks in relation to accounts held by US citizens to the IRS. Now, the EU have rowed in on the back of this and they want to get agreements between Luxembourg and Austria and other countries. So the voluntary exchange hasn't worked very well. So now the proposal is that it will become automatic. And Cameron managed to persuade the Crown dependencies and the overseas territories to sign up to some sort of agreement. I think there are problems in trying to make it automatic because the OECD said we'll only do that if it can be secured. The data must be secure when it's being transmitted, it must be done electronically, and company and countries must have the administrative capacity to absorb this information. Now, can I say that the OECD do a lot of very good work, but they don't have a great track record in negotiating with countries. For example, they had a plan and they had a program to identify tax havens, and they identified 4 criteria for tax havens in 1998. They identified 35 tax havens in the year 2000. And the Irish ambassador was able to write to the US Senate to say that Ireland is not a tax haven according to these 4 criteria. But the unfortunate thing is no country is regarded as a tax haven. It's completely empty.
Would a cynic be right to say that what the OECD is tabling and explaining, we gather, to the G8 leaders is actually a fairly basic system for improved communication, improved exchange of information that actually isn't going to change all that much?
Well, it could have significant implications because it would formalise what's happening in relation to the US and Swiss banks. So it means that all countries would sign up to this. Now, you have to have the capacity to absorb this information and use it. See, on a voluntary system, if a country asks for particular information, it's provided, but you have to know the questions to ask. So now you get all of this information anyway. Now, you'd wonder, are they already collecting this from what you hear about the NSA and why don't they use that information? But nevertheless, it would make it formal, but it has to be confidential.
Right. You said all countries would sign up to this. There's a kind of an if in brackets there, isn't there?
Well, the OECD countries would sign up to it and then hopefully the tax havens would sign up to it. The 8 Crown dependencies have already signed up to it, according to Cameron.
Now, for you, where does all... Because this is fairly humble, fairly basic stuff, but let's assume they agree on something like this later today. How does that fit into the bigger picture of where this is going and what's next?
The bigger picture has been that there's been a considerable attack on bank secrecy. And this arose, as I said, from the leaking of this document. Swiss banks have had to supply a lot of information to the US government. The same thing is going to happen in relation to German citizens with accounts in Switzerland. They'll have to provide a lot of information as well. So I think bank secrecy is going to be severely curtailed for Switzerland, Luxembourg and Austria. The problem is that bank secrecy is only one part of the picture. You need to get at other assets. And this is where Cameron has introduced this idea of a registry of companies. And he wants to have Companies House in the UK organise this. I'm not quite sure how that will work out.
If you're a company like Google, you employ 3,000 people in Ireland, you make 9 billion in profits and then you have to pay for the use of Google's information, knowledge,
Right.
And that costs you roughly over 90% of your profits. So your profits get paid to effectively are located in Bermuda, which doesn't have corporation tax. Do you see any early likelihood of that kind of the regime which permits that changing?
I think that the G8 will endorse and extend changes that have already been taking place, for example, in relation to accounting disclosure. There's an EU accounting directive has recently been passed, which requires extractive industries to disclose payments to governments. And that's all large, and that follows US legislation. The EU have extended this on foot of the Google issue to all listed companies in Europe. So companies like Google will have to disclose the payments they're making to governments, and there'll be increased transparency. So I think if governments and citizens realise the extent of tax payments or non-tax payments by companies, that will put pressure on them to increase their tax payments. But it's a transparency issue. It's very difficult to actually force them.
Exactly. And there is such a myriad. There are hundreds and hundreds of tax treaties and tax arrangements between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 groups of countries, the EU and so on and so on. Do you see any early likelihood of that actually? Politicians will talk about this, but do you see any early likelihood of specifics changing so that, for example, where a country's sales, people would know where a company's sales arise, where their profits arise, where they're paying tax or not?
Yes, I think that it's possible with the evidence and the scrutiny of Google in the UK, that Google sales in the UK will be changed, the definition of what the sales they're making in the UK. Similar thing might happen in France and in Germany, but it will require the UK tax authorities and tax authorities in other countries to devote far more effort in actually to tracking down this sort of data. It is a very difficult with internet-based companies. Where are the sales actually taking place? What are the profits being made in different countries?
By the sound of it, you're saying that things which have a big impact on us could be not far away.
I think there is the risk, and I think that's the problem. It creates uncertainty, and what business making investments, what they don't want is uncertainty. So there is a risk that there would be change, and it could be unilateral, because to some extent the UK and other governments say, look, everything must change. Nothing can change unless everything changes. I think there is scope for one country making a particular change, acting unilaterally.
Well, there's certainly political pressure for it. Jim Stewart, thank you very much.